Hello, everyone, and welcome to ¿Qué pasa?
¿Qué pasa?
Este.
¿Qué le pasa a este, babe?
¿Qué le pasa a este?
Hey, explain him.
This is Este, and I'm here with our intern, Claudia.
Hello.
And Marco from English Pod.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, babe, one thing. This is kind of a ritual. Every time we start the show, you have to shout out loud. ¿Qué pasa?
Yeah, Claudia.
Don't you look at me like I'm crazy?
No, just you're usually very quiet in your ¿Qué pasa? Today
no.
You just exploded.
No.
Claudia, you should give us a ¿Qué pasa?
¿Qué pasa?
There you go.
¿Qué pasa?
¿Qué pasa? That's it.
What? All right, so yeah, this is a goodbye ¿Qué pasa?
No, it's not a goodbye.
It's a see ya soon. Because Este is leaving.
Yes.
So this is the last que pasa for Este, our crazy little beautiful Este. And Claudia too, you're going back to Miami, right?
Yes, tomorrow.
Going to Miami.
Bienvenido a Miami. Mm-hmm. And Marco is
I'm staying.
Damn.
Jeez. So first of all, let's talk about the lessons coming this week. The first one is Bar Talk in Mexico.
Bar Talk in Mexico.
That's coming out today. It's an elementary lesson.
And so it's going to be you and your friend, you know, having some beers and some tequilas.
Like regular common talk that we... The kind of conversations that we have in a bar.
It's like a slang, no?
It's a lot of slang. It's very interesting for those of you trying to understand as Mexicans a little bit more.
Yeah, definitely. I will listen to this lesson.
Yeah. Este always has a hard time with Mexican slang.
And on Wednesday, we have an advanced lesson. And it's about karaoke.
Karaoke.
Yeah.
La cucaracha.
Este loves karaoke.
I did love him. And the last time that we went there, I sang this song, La Cucaracha.
No way.
Could you believe that?
Is there like more words to La Cucaracha than La Cucaracha? Oh, no.
No, it is like that all the time.
How long is that?
I don't know.
It's like 5 minutes.
It's horrible.
La Cucaracha, La Cucaracha.
And she never wants to drop the mic. And when she does, she starts playing with the remote control. Okay. So whenever you're singing a song, you're like in the top and the climax, you know? And she will stop it.
Yeah, and you will laugh.
So
yeah.
So Friday we're coming up with a upper intermediate lesson, and it's beekeeping.
Beekeepers.
Can you call your girlfriend honeybee?
That'd be weird.
Yeah.
Straight out answer. That'd be weird. That'd be
Thank
lame.
You, Claudia.
That'd be lame.
Yeah. So this lesson is specially made for one of our users that she requested the lesson about bees because it's her hobby.
Oh, really?
So there you go.
Well,
it's actually
a
hobby
request.
Of many people. They keep bees like on their rooftops or something like that, and just have.
Isn't
natural...
that dangerous?
No,
bees on their dangerous. Rooftops.
Yeah, like,
are you serious?
Like of a building. Yeah,
I'm allergic to bees.
Rooftops.
Yeah,
I'm a scare.
Just imagine your building, and on the top, instead of having a garden or something, you have a bee
Absolutely
box.
Not.
Like one bee.
You have one bee doing
one
all the work.
Bee.
That's my bee. His name is Paula.
That's my bee. He lives there.
Also, we came out with the Cooking with Tabasco season finale.
Wow.
That
is
awesome.
So the summer is coming. Activity is going down. People's going out on vacations. So we need a break.
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
We're going on vacation.
Well, some people is going for indefinite vacations.
2 months vacation.
All right. Also, Este is leaving and JP is not here anymore. And we're looking for some more people. So in the meantime, we have to keep producing. And we have cut a little bit from Cooking with Tabasco. But we should be back in the fall with something new. Either more Cooking with Tabasco or a new show.
Cool.
I'll maybe join you for the Cooking with Tabasco.
Yeah, you should come as a special guest.
Yes, I will.
Show us how to do tortilla de patatas.
Yeah, let's do cooking with Tabasco while Este messes around.
And doesn't cook.
So we did tinga de puerco. It was pretty cool because we did
good.
Kind of a party, and we tried different dishes. We did some of the recipes that we did in the past. So we kind of melt everything together, and it was a great party.
Leo got mad at me because I kept making my tinga wrong.
Your torta.
my torta.
Torta.
See.
I mean,
cake.
Torta.
Well, the thing is that you have, like, this meat, like, this pig meat, right? Mm-hmm. And you have to put it on a bread, kind of like a baguette.
Uh-huh.
So I just put it on some, like, with cheese and a little bit of things. And then I didn't put the cover on it.
It's like, so imagine a torta like, cubana with a top.
And like, it's like a sandwich without a piece of bread.
Yeah, exactly.
So no, it's not. It's like...
It's different. It's not a torta anymore. When you're in your house, you can do whatever you want. But we were filming a video, right? Like, to show the people how to do
a
torta.
If I put the top, it wouldn't go into my mouth. The bread was huge.
I know.
I was like...
That's a torta.
Okay, well, so a torta is inedible.
Sloppy.
Marco, I'm with you. Why don't can we try new things?
Yeah.
Because that's called a mollete. It's not a new thing.
Come
but
on,
we were doing torta.
Leo.
Well, oh. It could have been pinga or thing.
Pinga.
It's Marco's tinga.
You're fire, Marco. You're
fire.
It could have been tinga de puerco and a mollete. Man. Bam, right there. Two in one.
Bam. All
right. Damn.
So
Tabasco. Cooking with Tabasco. Two dishes in one. See that? That's efficiency.
We also had Del Taco al Tango with Claudia here talking about Little Habana in Miami. So
it was a Claudia throwing up signs in there being like the 305 and all that stuff.
Now what's you downloaded the Pitbull song. He knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Now.
Well, if you want to find out
Miami's area code.
Oh,
so he's throwing up the sign right now again,
like a gangster.
Yeah, and I downloaded the song. The song, remember the Pitbull song?
Which one?
I know you want me.
You know I want
ya. It's from Miami.
Cool. Calle Ocho.
He's very ghetto. We love him.
Que bolo omega.
So if you want to learn more about Miami and Claudia, listen to Del Taco al Tango, the last one. It's very interesting. I guess that's it for today. We're gonna say
today.
Goodbye to Esti.
Bye, Esti.
Thank you.
Esti.
I'll miss you all.
I will,
too. We'll miss you so much. Mm. It's ridiculous. It's not even funny.
Yeah.
It's not even funny.
Come back.
Baby, come back.
I'm almost crying.
No, don't
you
cry.
Aren't.
Yes, I am.
Hey, I'll visit you in San Sebastian.
Come on.
Is that where you're going?
I hear
that's
nice.
Where I'm going for the summer, to my city, to San Sebastian.
Qué rico.
Mm-hmm, 2 months vacation, and then I'll be back in Shanghai.
Oh, you're going to come back?
Uh-huh.
Cool. Okay, I still really need to go to some event of the Vasque House because I'm still
okay.
waiting.
Okay.
You're like
okay.
the president and you still haven't invited me anymore.
Yeah, isn't it that, like,
okay.
come on, SD.
I'll promise you guys to have a party for you.
Just really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Please don't do it at 10 a.m. on a Saturday.
No, of
course
not.
She always invites me to these events like 9 a.m.
Come on, it was
Saturday.
A soccer game.
Yeah, but it's Saturday.
Yeah, soccer.
Anyways, that's it for today, guys. Thanks for listening and see you next week.
Bye,
Esti. Bye, Claudia. Bye, Leo.
Bye. We'll miss
Ciao,
you.
Ciao,
Bellas.